Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what holidays did we miss?
Well, besides Halloween, it's National Caramel Apple Day.
Ooh, okay.
Not a huge fan.
I like caramel. When I was a kid, I'd eat caramel apples. It was like a big feature at like fairs and stuff. It's kind of fallen off.
I used to make them around Halloween time with my mom.
Did you get the trash ass ones that was like a sheet of paper that was caramel and you wrap it around it?
Ew.
Did we? No, I think we actually made them.
Yeah, you dip it into the caramel.
Well,
they had this easy way for a while. It was like this product, and it was like a round slice of caramel that came on wax paper.
Mm-hmm. So gross.
And then you would like just wrap this sticky like.
Oh, and then take a hair dryer and like melt.
If you wanted to do all that, but
you wouldn't even have to. Yeah.
And you're just basically folding it around it, kind of like a wrapper on a lollipop.
And then it would just rip right off though as soon as you took a bite.
Yeah, it was
just
horrible. It was horrible. My mom would buy those. I'm like, God, I wish you knew how to cook, lady. Damn it.
It's easy. You just melt caramels.
Sugar. You make. No, well, you can buy the caramels.
That's what my mom did. She ain't making homemade caramel.
Now, last time I made caramel apples, I made homemade caramel. And it was
sugar, butter.
Huh?
What else?
You just named it.
That's it.
Pretty much.
And then you just
a little bit of cream. Oh, I like to use a little bit of condensed milk.
Sugar, butter.
Yeah.
How does it get all dark like that?
You cook it down.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, have you ever heard of brown butter?
No.
Brown butter is just butter that you cook on low heat until it turns a golden brown.
And too much work.
Has kind of a caramel kind of flavor to it.
No.
The other day, I made brown butter hash browns.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boner time.
Did you do the potatoes yourself, too?
Like, no, I bought them in the bag already shredded. The just potatoes.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. It only has one ingredient.
I try to make my own hash browns all the time, and I even get the bag. I put them in there and squeeze them out and everything.
It's tough, dude.
It's still.
Nah, don't do it. Just go to Waffle House, man.
Yeah.
They're the best. Yeah.
That's true.
What else we got?
Sneak some of your candy yourself before the kids start knocking day.
That's wordy.
Yeah. Scare a friend day, which we did today on the bone.
Oh yeah, Carmen got scared.
Carmen's a friend.
But you know what? I scared kids with the horrible music in front of my house, but I didn't jump out and scare anybody today.
Why the hell not?
I don't know. I feel like an idiot. I'm afraid to scare strangers because everybody packs, and I'm afraid I'm going to jump out on somebody and it catch like four slugs to the chest, and it's my fault.
That'd be dying dumb.
I don't want to die dumb.
Right.
What else?
It's also National Doorbell Day.
I guess that's good for Halloween, right?
Carve a pumpkin day. It's very all Halloween inclusive.
You know what I noticed with my trick-or-treaters?
Yeah.
They do both. I guess they're so hungry for candy. They want to make sure that...
Oh, I know what they do. Yeah.
They knock...
Ring the bell. Knock really hard.
It's like they knock like four times and then ring the doorbell. Just one or the other.
They're just excited, man.
We have lights on outside. I have red lasers shooting out the windows like Stranger Things. I got scary music playing. We're ready to give you candy. We have alerted you that we have come prepared to feed you your future of diabetes.
Can I ask you why you don't just sit out on the front porch with a bowl of candy?
We've done that before.
Instead of going to the door a million times, that'd be so annoying.
Well... Two reasons.
Is it more of an experience for trick-or-treater?
It's kind of traditional for them to ring the doorbell, and you open up the door, and you look surprised at you. Oh, my God, you're an M&M. How original. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I want to see you interact with little kids.
I'm great with kids.
Yeah,
3.5. I don't think I've ever seen you besides
Trick
my son.
Love to kids, guys. I used to coach youth football. I used to own a child that lived in my home.
Own a child?
Yeah.
Where'd you buy him?
I purchased him with a lawyer for about $30,000 when he was 9 years old. All my money's, all of it. Yeah. So he's mine.
Now we're doing elephant walks.
I got a receipt.
Banging hot girls.
Bitch. Yeah, absolutely.
Living the life.
Anything else? We got anything else? I want to hear it.
We have National Increase Your Psychic Powers Day.
Well, I want to do that.
Get right on that. Yeah.
You ever feel like you have a psychic power?
No.
Nope.
Really?
I'd be rich.
Well, how do you feel that way?
Really rich.
I really did try to kill that baby with my mind at the Chinese restaurant the other day.
Did it die?
It shut up for a second. It made me think.
It pooped, that's why.
I wonder, but the timing of it. Like, I was sitting there just... and Leah's like, oh, my God, you're trying to kill that baby with your brain. And I'm like, don't interrupt me. She's like, you're getting a nosebleed. I'm like, And then the baby stopped crying. And I turned around real quick to see if it was breathing, and it was. Powerful baby. Mm. I got to work on my skills.
You do, man. Today's the day to do it.
What else?
Let's see. National Magic Day. World Savings Day.
Savings?
Who has money to save?
Yeah,
National Knock Knock Jokes Day.
Oh.
Ugh.
What's your favorite knock knock joke?
Ooh, let's do some. You want to?
I don't even know if I know.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock knock.
Oh, boy.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who? Is this the last time, or who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana again?
Oh, God.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Hatch.
Hatch who?
Bless you.
Ooh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody, you dumb bitch.
Oh, that's the best one.
Thank you.
Girl Scout Founders Day. I used to be in the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, but when you mean founders, you guys got lost a lot?
No, I think they found the club.
Oh, so they didn't have a club, then they found the club, and they're like, let's name it the Girl Scouts.
Exactly.
They had to go get the Boy Scouts to find them. They're
hell
lost,
yeah.
Lost in the forest.
You were a Girl Scout?
Yeah, I was a Daisy and then a Brownie. Shut up. Just shut up.
Did you have to sell the cookies? They pimp you out?
No, my parents... They were too lazy.
What?
Yeah.
I was a Boy Scout.
Of course you were. Nerd.
Yeah, but I'm me and you're you.
What the hell does
you
that mean?
You wear khakis. That's who you are.
I'm wearing jeans tonight. Thank you very much.
In a way, Ryan is still a Boy Scout.
Very much so.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Ugh. Wear some pins, gay boy.
He's got the hammer loop on his jeans.
Yeah, he does. He's ready.
Some manual labor.
I guarantee you, if we threw him out in the woods, he could probably build a weapon out of some sewing needle and stay alive for at least 12 minutes. Were you ever a gay kid?
Well, depends who you talk to, I suppose. But no, I didn't do any
of
the clubs.
Don't ask my Uncle Ricky.
No, I didn't do any of the clubs or nothing.
Yeah, I played football and martial arts and tough guy stuff, you know?
I didn't do that either.
I was making alpha male movements.
I wanted to play football really bad.
Maneuvers, yes.
But my mom was a single mom, and I was her baby boy, and she wouldn't let me play. I was afraid I was going to get hurt.
So how was ballet? Were you good at it?
I didn't do that either. I didn't do anything.
Your mom sucks.
I know.
He has no talent.
It's true.
Hey, Mom, I was thinking about... No, you're my baby!
Stay so with sad. Mommy forever.
Oh, God. She was Kate... what's her name on Waterboy, right?
Yes. Mama.
That's a great impression.
Mama. Mama said.
Mama says, no, you're wrong, Colonel Sanders. Alligators have enlarged medulla oblongata because they have those large teeth.
Mine was better.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.